Puccini's opera La Tosca was first performed at the Teatro Castanzi in Rome, January 14, 1900. It was an immediate success and is today one of the composer's most famous works. Although full of lust and crime, its story, founded upon Sardou's famous drama, is exceptionally interesting and dramatic. Florio Tosca, a famous singer, goes to the apartment of Baron Scarpia to plead for the liberty of Mario, her betrothed, whom Scarpia has caused to be arrested for shielding a political refugee. The Baron is himself in love with Tosca and demands that she yield herself to him as the price of Mario's liberty. She finally secures from him a passport for Mario and then stabs Scarpia to death. Before Mario can leave, however, it has been arranged by Scarpia that he must submit to a mock execution in order to deceive the authorities. The murder of Scarpia is not discovered, and next morning at dawn, Mario is taken to the roof of the prison and, with Tosca looking on, is fired at by a squad of soldiers. According to the prearranged plan, he falls upon his face and is left for dead. When they are alone, Tosca stoops to tell him that they are safe, but to her horror finds that Scarpia was a double traitor. The execution was a real one, and Mario lies dead at her feet. With a cry of anguish, Tosca jumps upon the parapet and flings herself into the street below. This aria, Love and Music, is sung by Tosca just as she has consented to pay Scarpia the price he demands. And weeping for shame, she pours out this most pathetic appeal, a melody simple at first and yet becoming intensely dramatic as the unhappy woman decides to kill her enemy rather than do as she has agreed. There is probably no other composer who has developed a greater individuality of musical composition than Puccini. He is always the same, but like no one else. Anyone who is at all familiar with his music can easily identify any melody as being by Puccini. But whether from Tosca, Bohème, or Butterfly cannot so readily be told unless a particular passage is known to the listener. Puccini's orchestration and harmony are likewise characteristic. His orchestra presents a constantly changing tone picture of the scenes on the stage, and the music follows closely every mood and passion of the text. Naturally, therefore, there are few sustained melodic passages in his operas. They have, as shown by this aria, Love and Music, a beautiful lyric quality, but are formless and abrupt in their changes of tempo, key, and rhythm. To one unaccustomed to this style, the musical meaning is rather obscure, but upon repeated hearing, these melodies of Puccini constantly sound more beautiful and reveal new and unsuspected depths to be mentally explored by the hearer. Madame Mellis made her first American appearance as Tosca at the Manhattan Opera House in New York. She made a brilliant success, which she has subsequently repeated in Boston, Philadelphia, and other American cities.